This is Lydia Johnson, joined by the 2023 National FFA Diversified Livestock Production, Entrepreneurship, and Placement, Emily Munstrath of the Grayford FFA chapter in Texas. Emily, just to get started, will you tell us a little bit about your project?
Yes, ma'am. So my project for Diversified Livestock Production is I have my own company that I started at the age of 12 through a farm service agency loan in the state of Texas. And my company is Glory Days Livestock. I raise lambs and cattle, and I have a couple hundred head of breeding sheep, and then I have a herd of registered shorthorn cows that I take the babies and I sell to 4-H and FFA exhibitors to show across the country for livestock shows.
Wow, that is a massive operation. Was this always the vision, or did it just evolve over time?
So I knew I wanted to be competitive within the FFA organization as I continued throughout high school. So whenever I was in seventh grade going into my eighth grade year, I made the decision of, I want to raise sheep, I want to raise cattle. And that's how it all really started. And then Glory Days, the name actually comes from the song Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen. It's kind of my theme song. If you see me at livestock shows and I have my radio on, that's the song that's playing. But yes, this has always been a dream. I've always known that I want to be involved within the agricultural industry, and for the rest of my life. I'm attending Texas Tech University this next fall of 2024 to major in agricultural education with a minor in animal science with an emphasis in reproduction. So I can continue my company as, I go out and start my career as an agricultural science educator and, teach young minds about the agricultural industry.
And let's back up. You said you took out an FSA loan at 12 years old?
Yes, ma'am. So Farm Service Agency is a company that, puts out youth loans. And so you have to be 10 years old, I believe, to receive your first one. And so the one that I personally took out whenever I was 12 is a $5,000 loan. You have the option to pay it back over a 7-year course, and it's at 3.7% interest. And I used that loan to purchase my first set of breeding ewes to start my sheep flock, because I already had the cattle from showing and retiring them back into my herd. So I used that $5,000 to purchase my first set of sheep to add to my flock, and I've just continued to grow my numbers over the course of the past 5 years, 5 or 6 years, I believe.
What do the day-to-day operations look like on your farm?
So day-to-day operations, obviously I'm going to be feeding all my animals, checking waters, putting out hay, things like that. I think, my favorite time of the year, whenever it might get a little bit more busier, is in the springtime, whenever all the sheep start having babies. I mean, you have a whole bunch of sheep, and then, each one just about has twins in her belly, and you never know whenever they're going to have them. So, I routinely get up throughout the night and, during the day. Thankfully, I'm fortunate enough to have breaks during the school day, so that way I can just run home real quick, check on sheep, make sure none are having any problems if they're having any babies. I think that, as I walk through checking out my animals, making sure nothing's okay, I just got to check for illnesses, diseases, or injuries that, maybe need that may need to be treated as if it does happen. But day-to-day operations is just simply, feeding, checking waters, making sure everything is going all right within my sheep flock and my cattle herd.
How do you make time for all of that around, are you in high school then, around classes? How do you make time to do everything?
Yes, ma'am. So I am a senior in high school. However, I have the opportunity to get out at 12:30. So I'm only at school from 8 to 12:30. And then, after I get out of school, I go straight home and I start on chores, whether that's, washing calves that I have for sale to help promote hair growth so they're at their best quality whenever, I sell them to a 4-H or FFA exhibitor. Or, it's doctoring sheep if needed, whether it's deworming or, just the routinely maintenance check on the sheep flock. And so I think that with me being a senior in high school and me being able to get out of school earlier than others and have the whole rest of the afternoon, it has really been a blessing in disguise, because let me tell you, the past 4 years of high school, I've been out in the barn until about midnight since I got out of school at 4. And so I think it's really about your time management skills and setting yourself up for the best opportunity to make yourself successful, whether you have your own company like I do, or you may simply just have one show calf in the barn. I think time management and prioritization is a skill that is that is essential, especially in today's world.
What are some of the biggest skills that you've developed, you know, since you were 12 years old and you started this project to your time today?
You know, the main skill that I have learned from, you know, having my own company and just being in the livestock industry is communication skills, which can take you a long way in this world. You know, I have customers coming to the house at least once a week, and I think that with that being said, as a business owner, as a livestock producer, I need to have the ability to, you know, talk to them comfortably and find the animal that best fits their needs and their budget and what they're looking for. And I think that, you know, communication skills also goes along with, you know, maybe the social media marketing aspect of having a company like I do. And so having my company, and whenever I started it, you know, maybe I wasn't as comfortable, you know, just telling some people to come over and come look at sheep. But I mean, now I have people coming over once, twice a week to look at their next project from my company, Glory Days Livestock. Another skill that I would say that I have learned is I have the ability to, you know, give medications or diagnose illnesses and treat diseases as needed. Whenever I first started at 12 years old, you would not catch me giving a shot to an animal. I got scared every time the animal would jump, you know, and because, I mean, you know, you're poking them with a needle. Nobody likes that. But now, after all these years, I have gained an understanding and a knowledge of how to be safe with the animals, you know, whenever they're not cooperating, whenever it comes to giving medications, and how to set myself up for success whenever it comes to giving those medications. And I think that can help me in the long run, especially if I'm pursuing a degree in agricultural education, because I'm going to be helping my future students in the ag department with their livestock projects.
How do you see your project and your farm growing in the future?
Yes, ma'am. So as I move to Lubbock next year for college, so my scope has already grown significantly since I initially started my company. Whenever I first started, I only had 10 head of breeding ewes, and then I had about 8 head of breeding cows that, you know, I've shown and I've retired and put back into the herd. Since then, I now have 29 registered breeding shorthorn heifers, and then I have 150 breeding sheep. And so, you know, that just tells you a lot about how over the course of 5 or 6 years, your numbers can grow significantly. Thankfully, you know, I was in the financial position to be able to do that. So with me going to Lubbock, my company is actually going to be moving with me. Save the date, Glory Days Livestock is moving to Lubbock, and I hope to continue my business, you know, just up in the Texas Panhandle instead, and, you know, maybe gain or have a more broader audience, especially up in the Panhandle, where, you know, people may not want to drive down to me where I am located at in Texas right now. As far as my numbers and my scope growing in my company, you know, I'm looking at purchasing another 20 head of sheep to add into my flock, as well as cattle. You know, cattle prices are kind of going down lower right now, and but they're going to shoot up here after January, I believe, you know, watching the cattle market and that kind of thing. And so I hope that, you know, I'm in the financial position to grow my scope within my company.
You have quite the inspiring story of growth and finding tons of success in your project. What advice would you give other FFA members that are wanting to get involved and start their own business, start their own livestock project?
My first piece of advice would be just say yes. You know, whether it's saying yes to going and getting on a bus and going to a camp or a convention or a contest, or it's saying yes to, you know, even just joining the FFA. This organization will give you the life skills that you need to prosper in your future career and future life. You will meet your very best friends through this organization, and I will not lie to you about that. And I think, you know, as far as your SAE project goes, no matter what category it's in, whether you're owning your own business or you're going to be working for somebody else and having a placement SAE, my biggest piece of advice would be, you know what you want. Have a plan and execute that plan to your best ability. And, you know, you're not going to know every single thing. You know, have your communication skills, make connections with business, and industry professionals. A lot of the people who have taught me what I know today, they live in Oklahoma or in other states, but they raise sheep and they raise cattle too. And I call them anytime I have a question, because I have made that connection. I have made that relationship with them where I'm able to do that. So I just encourage you to, you know, say hi to everyone you can, because you never know who you're going to meet and how it can benefit you.
Congratulations on all your success, Emily, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
For National FFA, this is Lydia Johnson.